Well, you could say vomit. What else could you say? It doesn't sound very nice.
Holly?
Well, I was just wondering if you ever hear puke or barf.
Yeah, I've heard that.
What's that?
I've heard them say, so-and-so had was here, but she had to go pew.
Okay. And, say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, kept on going over to the same girl's house and so forth, you'd say that he was...
Court.
Okay. And he would be called her...
Soother.
Okay. Any other... Would people use that word now?
A boyfriend. Hmm? No, they didn't say boyfriend, though. Mm-hmm.
And she would be his...
Girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been doing what?
Kissing.
Any old-fashioned word for that?
Loving.
Okay. And you say, he asked her to marry him. We'll say when the girl stopped letting the boy come over to see him, to see her, you'd say that she, when she stopped.
Discarded him.
Huh?
Discarded him.
Okay. And you say, he asked her to marry him, but she.
Wouldn't.
Or she did what?
Or she did, would, or.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't, or something.
And you say, they were engaged, and all of a sudden she.
Fell in love with somebody else.
Uh-huh. And so she...
Quit him.
Okay. Did you ever hear something like jilted him or turned him down?
Yeah.
What's that?
Jilted him or turned him down, it's all the same thing.
Uh-huh. Well, if they didn't... She didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got...
Married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
Got hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
Best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride...
is called the best girl.
Okay.
Or the flower girl.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you remember a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would make a lot of noise, ring cowbells, fire...
Uh-huh.
What was that like?
I don't know. I never heard it. But I heard about it.
Uh-huh. You remember what they called it?
No.
Did you ever hear chivalry or serenade or?
Yeah, that's what they call it, serenade.
Uh-huh. And, say, if you're talking about going to Jackson, you'd say, last week I was, went, what?
Went to Jackson.
Would you say I went down or up or over?
Went over to Jackson or down to Jackson.
Why would you say down?
Well, it's because it's going yonder way. And going this way is called up.
North is up?
Mm-hmm.
And you say he doesn't live here. He lives... What?
In the Delta.
Mm-hmm. You think of the Delta as being down? From here? Or would you say over in the Delta?
Yeah,
over
in the Delta, down in the Delta. Or
would you ever say up in the Delta?
Yeah, up in the Delta.
Well, which would you say?
I don't know how to. There's so many ways to say it. I don't know what you should use.
Uh-huh. What sounds most natural?
Well, he lives up in the Delta or down in the Delta. That's more.
You think you'd say down or?
Down.
Uh-huh.
Or up.
Say if there had been some trouble at a party, you'd say, well, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...